While we're talking about beginnings and endings, this Sunday marks the season-opening event for the NASCAR Nextel Cup. Millions will be watching the Daytona 500. Those millions will not include commentator Frank DeFord.
Like most little boys, what I hated in the movies was when the story would just stop and there would be a lot of mushy kissing. Now that I'm a big boy, what I hate is car chases. Can't they put anything else in movies but car chases? And they're so ridiculous. Even in movies that are reasonably true to life, the car chases are unbelievable. Cars fly through the air, they ricochet, they screech through alleys going 100 miles an hour. Sometimes they even zip the wrong way down highways. And of course, the hero driving the chase car never gets caught or even gets hurt. Car chases are to dramas like songs are to musicals. You have to suspend belief when people break into song in the middle of a street, just as you have to suspend belief when cars chase each other down the street. Okay, I know. What's this got to do with sports? Plenty. You see, I'm convinced that there is a direct correlation between the number of stupid car chases in movies and the popularity of NASCAR. What is NASCAR but an organized car chase? It's subliminal. NASCAR did not start to spread out of Dixie until people all over this great nation of ours started seeing car chases every time they went to the movies. And as well you know, now NASCAR is the fastest growing sport in America. The Daytona 500, which will open the NASCAR season this Sunday, is being celebrated as one of the four prestige television events for the sweeps month of February. The Super Bowl, the Grammys, the Oscars, and the Daytona 500. This sounds like platinum, champagne, satin, and turnips. How did this happen? Car chases in the movies. Actually, there are two very different sports that drive tried and true American sports fans of a certain age plumb crazy. Soccer and NASCAR. What are these bizarre intruders soiling our traditional sports landscape? Who are these strange people that actually like these sports? There's even a website, soccersucks.org. Soccer critics see the so-called beautiful game as all too foreign, maybe even subversive, probably sissy. Soccer moms, for heaven's sake. Hey, real football players never needed any mommies. Interestingly, NASCAR is the inverse, too American to soccer's un-American. Far from being the Episcopalian of sport, it's perceived as tacky and common. Hey, all the right sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, tennis, started in the Northeast. Yeah, and look at the hillbilly hollers where NASCAR crawled out from. A real sport is supposed to smell of sweat, not exhaust fumes. And the folks who most hold their noses at NASCAR are convinced that the only reason people go to the races is to see cars crash. No, don't you get it? It's to see cars chase. Sure, cars chase better in the movies, but at NASCAR you can scratch and scream and drink beer as you watch cars chase round and round and round and round and round and round and round.
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing racer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.